Masechet Eduyot Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba Ha'id Hamisha Devarim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba testified about five different matters. The first one talks about the laws of Mi'un. If a girl had her father pass away when she was underage, she was under 12 years old, then technically she cannot be married off by her brothers or by her mother. Her father was the only one who had legal rights to marry her off. So she would have to be unmarried until she was 12 years old. But Hachamim said that if we leave her like that, people are going to take advantage of her while she's a young girl. So they wanted to make sure that that on a rabbinic level, her brothers or mother had the ability to marry her off. As part of that decree, they gave the young girl the ability to opt out of the marriage, to reject the marriage later on through mi'un, that's her refusal to stay in the marriage. Even without a get, she's allowed to leave the marriage. About that, says Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, Shememaanim et haketanot, says Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, that there are times where we encourage an underage girl to do mi'un, to declare that she doesn't want to stay married to the husband and to dissolve the marriage and to end it with no get. The reason we would encourage it, even though generally we try and keep them together, is there are situations where there's a mitzvah that needs to get done. Let's say, for example, she was married to a man and that man then has to go do yibum with this young girl's older sister. Yibum is a deoraita obligation, but you can't do yibum if the man was already married to her sister. So in that case, we tell the young girl, do mi'un, end the marriage, and then her ex-husband can now go do yibum properly with her sister. Those are types of situations where we would encourage the breaking up of this marriage and the promotion of the girl doing mi'un. Number two, V'shemasi'in et ha'isha al pi edehad. Rabbi Yudam ben Baba tells us that we allow a woman, if her husband went overseas and he died over there, and we have one witness telling us that he died, that the woman is allowed to get remarried to somebody else. Normally, when it comes to Devar Sheba Ariva, to types of testimony about divorce or marriage, we need a minimum of two witnesses. But here, since it was overseas, and we don't think we're ever going to have that second witness show up, we don't want to leave this woman a aguna for the rest of her life, a chained woman who doesn't have the ability to end her previous marriage when, in reality, her husband's probably dead. So Hachamim said, even in this situation, we're going to allow one witness to testify because we're nervous we're never going to find a second witness because it was in a far-off land. Third case. V'shiniskal tadnegol birushalayim al shiharag et hanefesh. He also testified that a rooster was once stoned in Yerushalayim because the rooster killed somebody. We only have the Pesukim telling us about an ox. If an ox kills somebody, then we kill that ox. What Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba is telling us is that law also applies to other animals, not only an ox. We'll also now mention another law about how old wine has to be in order for it to be used on the Mizbeach as a wine libation. The Torah tells us that the wine that's poured on the Mizbeach has to be intoxicating, that it has to be a type of wine that isn't a grape juice, and that has to be fermented for a certain amount of time. He also gave us testimony that wine that was 40 years old was poured as a libation on the Mizbeach in the Beit HaMikdash. That tells us even 40 days of fermenting is enough to call it wine, and it's not grape juice anymore, and therefore could be poured on the Mizbeach. The fifth case, the Tamid Shel Shahar said Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, that even though normally it was done earlier in the morning, it was once brought in the fourth hour of the day. So we learn from here that the Korban Tamid could be offered until the end of the fourth hour, but not later than that.